You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back, Big Wigs. Oh, my God. I missed you guys. I missed being on this podcast. I missed you, Dre. I'm so happy to be back.
Missed you. We're back in action.
This week
was
long.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah. You've been all over the map. Give us where in the world is Andrea Lopez? Give me it. Where are you now? Where have you been?
Where did we start? Oh, New York. New York. Yes. Oh, classic New York. Yeah.
Started in
JFK,
New York,
honey.
The old JFK. By the way, oh no, this time I flew out of LaGuardia, and LaGuardia is Terminal 8 specifically. No. Sorry, JFK. LaGuardia is the refurbished, renewed, refreshed JFK.
Yeah, LaGuardia is nice.
Is the third level of hell. JFK on a good day. The bitch looks like she needs some work.
Yeah,
it's
JFK
dark.
Needs a glow up.
JFK needs a major glow up. And I don't know if it's because we're pampered because of LGA, but JFK is something about it. I don't know. The way they did it, it's very dark until about 9 a.m. But if you get there in the early morning, there's barely anybody there. Nobody's mm-hmm. working the concession. Now it's all self-checkout. Am I really going to pay $9 for some peanuts? I don't want to steal, but nobody's here. Nobody's watching me.
And I get very tempted. Traditionally, LaGuardia was the shit airport. Everyone was like, ew, LaGuardia, you're flying to LaGuardia, gross. Mm-hmm. And then it got this whole glow up. It got they redid the whole airport and it's like fountains and Shake Shack and beautiful. Like,
it's Vegas. It's just like,
it looks really nice. And you're like, you feel like you're flying first class even when you're not, you know?
Absolutely.
Pre-flight luxury of being in that airport. Yeah, I get that. Okay, so you went to JFK.
Went to JFK.
I'll say one thing. JFK, on a list of all the airports, JFK is above LAX for me. Beyond.
Oh. It is. Yeah. LAX actually looks nicer, but there's just a darker feel to the LAX airport. It's a war zone. I don't know.
It's terrible. Okay, so you flew JFK.
We had JFK to LAX. So the two real nice ones, right? So I get in and it's just been a long day. I get in and then I was just shooting a really, really quick trip. It was 36 hours and I shot all day Tuesday for the show coming out. And this was our last shoot, I hope. Sometimes they have some reshoots, but I think this was the last one. We wrapped it up, nice little bow. And then I took a flight from LAX to Chicago. And so now we are here and it's...
How's the Chicago airport? Because I don't know.
In the movie Home Alone, when he has all of the flags, it looks exactly the same. It's very nostalgic.
They're running through the fucking airport.
Yes, yes.
You know, I know every scene of Home Alone, like too much, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it looks just like that with the flags. The flags are still there. The overarching with this light coming through. It's very similar. It's very, very much on that. I bought a bunch of, you're going to laugh at me, but I missed the bag check-in window.
Oh, that's the worst thing in the whole world.
It's the worst. It is so painful.
That's what happened to me when I was going from New York to LA with my seven duffels and move. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, so we had to take the next flight because I was like, no fucking way. I mean, I had body bags.
I literally body bags. I couldn't even imagine with all that stuff. And I looked at the woman. I go, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. I'll get on this flight because I'm on time. And the bag we'll put on the next flight. She's like, that's a security breach. I was like, why is that a security breach? She's like, you don't think people are just going to put a bunch of shit in the bag and then they just don't get on the flight? And I was like, check the bag, put it through the x-ray. There's nothing in my bag. And so then I was texting people and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a little late. And they're like, did you miss your flight? I was like, no. I was on time. My bag.
We were one of those people.
She was late. She was late. I didn't know that I was a security breach. I thought that I had unlocked a new level. I thought, I am just winning at life. I came up so confident. I was like, oh, here's what we're going to do. You're just going to check the bag. I'm going to get on this flight. Yada, yada, yada. I'll see you next Tuesday. No. She's like, no, we're not doing that. And I was like, all right. So I had to get on a later flight. And luckily, I didn't have anything to do later on in the day. I just had a good 3 hours in JFK.
In LAX.
My first flight. Going into LA, I missed the bag.
I thought this was like your flight yesterday. And I was like, yeah, we were the text when you were like, guys, I'm going to be getting in later. I was like, yeah, she forgot.
No. I'll have an honest moment here. I also was late to LAX yesterday.
I missed your flight.
I had to take from 8 a.m. I'll be honest, though. I ordered an Uber.
She's worse than me. I thought I was bad.
Now, listen to this. I scheduled an Uber. I thought I was going to be so great. I did the time in my head. I left at 6:15 in late at night. The night before, I checked the time and it said 35 minutes to LAX. Tell me why it took an hour and 15 at 6:15 a.m. I didn't get to the airport until 7:30.
You should have flown from Burbank, because weren't you staying in Burbank? People rave about the Burbank airport. They're like, ugh.
They love the Burbank.
World's best kept secret. I'm like annoyed by it because I've never done it. I actually was supposed to do it the other week, but we canceled our flights because we're on the East Coast. But I was like so excited. I was like, my first Burbank to New York flight. Here we go.
Yeah. That would have been good. I should have flown into Burbank. They scheduled all my flights and I wish, because apparently it's beautiful. I'd never heard the amazing, all the good things people are saying about Burbank. That's
Should we
nice.
Just change this podcast into a travel podcast? Honestly, like Anna and Dre go travel around the world and like,
yeah, I don't like the bad rap people get for missing flights. It's like, oh my God, you're so disorganized. It's like, no, I'm not. You know what's disorganized? The streets and the traffic flow of major cities. That's what it is.
It really is. I you know, I've missed flights. I've missed bag check-in windows. Like, I have been that person. So I can't judge you. Are you kidding? I am you. But I will also say, I love that you, I think it's brave that you came clean about both flights. She wasn't going to release that second one information.
I wasn't. And you saw it. You knew it. I wasn't going to do it. I said, my top needs to know about both. Oh my God, literally expose us. I'm exposing myself. I'm coming clean. Now you can come clean too.
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me just whip out my boobs. No, like as she's saying that, my if you're watching us, these will be up on YouTube. I don't know why, because my fucking bags under my eyes are just like, people are going to look, they're going to turn it on. They're gonna be like, oh, never mind. I'll just listen. Are you kidding? Why? Why do that to yourself?
The bags under your eyes are designer.
You know why they're so large right now? Yeah, they're because I went to a 3.5 hour movie last night, so I got back late. You know, I ate dinner at like 11.
Yes, late. Get into this. Update me on you. What's going on? You went to a 3 hour movie.
What's going on? Yeah, you know it. Technically, we're not supposed to promote because of the strike. I'm not really promoting, but Jared really wanted to see Oppenheimer in 35 millimeter. This is a thing with guys, like with the fucking Roman Empire shit. They also like need to see certain movies in certain theaters, in certain seats, and they need it to be like on 35 millimeter film, because that is what this movie was intended to be seen on. And I'm just like, he was like, we got to sit front, center, you know, we need to be this distance from the screen, 35 millimeter. That is what film is, you know, fuck this digital shit.
Yesterday, they were just your boyfriend. Today, they are a critically acclaimed movie critic.
70 millimeter. Whoops. Jared's listening to me from the other room.
I cannot believe that he is fact checking you from the other room. What is
from
the difference between 35 millimeter versus 70 millimeter?
The door is open. Close the fucking door. The door is open. 70 millimeter. Okay, let me go back. He was like, we got to see Oppenheimer. 70 millimeter, Lincoln Center, the best screen in all of New York City. And I was like, okay. And I honestly, yeah. I'm girlfriend of the year. We were supposed to go a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, then a couple of weeks ago. We've changed these tickets multiple times because I've had stuff to the point where I got, you know, the whole I'm going to go alone. I'm just going to go alone. Okay. Where it mm-hmm. makes me feel bad. Then I'm like, no, no, I'm sorry. We'll find another day. And so last night was the day that we found. And I got to be honest, IMAX 70 millimeter distracted me from the movie.
And when you say 70 millimeter, you're talking about the lens of the camera that they are showing the movie through?
It's film versus like digital film
stock. Got it.
Thank you,
it Mike. Looks a little grainy.
Mike, the man is weighing in. No, it doesn't look great.
Producer Mike looks, from the rafters.
You won't know the difference. I'll say this. I didn't know the difference. I do need my prescription checked. I don't think my glasses are fully up to date on my mm-hmm. eyes, you know, what's yeah. going on with my eyes.
Yeah.
So for me, it was just another big movie theater screen, but it's huge. It's a huge fucking screen. And I'll say this, you know, when I go to the movies, I go for the experience, you know, the popcorn at Lincoln Center. I'm sorry. I'm going to throw them under the AMC. What is it? Lincoln Square or whatever.
Throw right them under. Throw them under.
Bad popcorn. Worst popcorn I ever had at a movie.
No,
it was
no.
too salty. My mouth hurt. It was bad. It was like too many seeds. I was like, ugh, that's not what you want when you go to a movie. I did eat the whole thing because I'm a human being.
Anna goes back and sues them for a cut on her upper lip. She's like, it was too salty.
Here we go. My cholesterol. Look at my cholesterol. AMC. What the fuck?
Who are you, Larry David? It was too much salt. Too much salt. Too many kernels.
I was having a time. I will say, amazing Sprite. That's my movie theater drink. I get a Sprite. Sprite Zero.
Ooh, that does compliment the popcorn very well.
The best. And it compliments my Twizzlers, which I also got. I was ready for the full experience. I thought the movie was good. Like, the performances were good. I had some qualms about, like, I don't know, maybe
the
that's
details?
Just Christopher Nolan's style. Well, yeah, but the story is dark and sad. It's a hard movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also don't love movies, and maybe this is my undiagnosed ADD that I always prayed I'd have in school growing up. I'm not even kidding. I was like, I need extra time. They're like, we've tested you. And I'm like, I swear to God, like, you didn't test me right.
Test me again.
I can't focus when it's like a lot of jumping around with like time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the
yeah.
story, the story is compelling. It's I was into the story. I was watching the story. But then when they cut back to like the trial, because that's like the format of the movie is like a trial telling the story. Mm-hmm. I got lost. And I'm not going to lie. I went on my phone twice. Jared yelled at me. I don't usually go on my phone in a movie theater, but I did go on my phone twice, and I shouldn't have, because I did check an email that pissed me off, and I was just like thinking about this fucking email the whole time,
and it ruined the time at the
anyway,
but that's pretty good. That's pretty good though. Rate of looking at your phone, you only looked at it twice in 3 hours. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
your attention was kept.
You know, I love going to the movies though. So like, yeah. That's bad. That's a fail for me, because I usually don't ever check it, but I did the mistake of leaving it on. You know, like I had the vibrations, so I had to look. I'm sorry.
You felt just, it.
I'm addicted to my phone, and I don't want to put it away. Other than that, I'm in New York. Things are good. The weather's been great, except
fabulous.
For that one rainy day. Weather's been really nice. Yeah. And we're like kind of setting up. I feel like setting up my apartment to be here for a bit. And it's I don't know. Things are good. I want you to come back because I want to like make stuff.
Oh, I'm coming back Sunday. And then, yeah, we're doing it. And I will not fall off this time. We're doing something really fun, though. We've got something coming up next week that we're going to together. And it's going to be amazing.
I have to be in town for it. I know, because yeah. I have to make sure I'm back in time. But yeah, we have something yeah. that next week is going to be a fun podcast episode, because we're going to have some story, you know, or we won't. But it'll be either way. We'll have some tea.
We will.
You know what's so funny? Do you ever get like really mean comments on your posts? And depending on the time of day and your yeah. mood, I don't usually respond, or I like laugh it off because I'm like, well, whatever. You're giving my video more traction by writing anything
yeah,
on it, you know?
Exactly.
Any comment is a good comment. I clapped back.
Did you clap back? Ooh.
A little bit. Someone said to me on a Kris Jenner video, they said, the voice ain't it. This is far from Kris Jenner.
That's the not even that bad. Oh, it goes on.
Is annoying. It was like all negative. And I wrote, LOL, thanks, or something. And they go, well, if you're going to put yourself out there like this, expect the feedback.
Okay, so you're telling me they're a woke hater. Okay, they're trying to be like, if you're gonna put yourself out like that, be prepared yep. for the hate. Okay.
And I wanted to be like, well, the other one had 2 million views, and you know what? Not much hate on that one, babe. So I didn't say that.
You wanted to continue the fight?
I was ready to. I was ready to defend myself. It's fine. I don't think I sound like Kris Jenner. I actually think it's just like a funny bit. You know, same with yeah. Steve. Do I look like David Eigenberg? Yes, I do, actually. That's real. But like, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you're Teresa. If you stand next to Teresa and you do Teresa and she does Teresa, you realize it's yes, we're caricatures of these yeah. people. That's
obviously.
The fucking point.
I think we definitely have our top people that we over exaggerate. Mine would be Caitlyn Jenner. In no world do I sound like Caitlyn Jenner. I sound like the Grinch mixed with an insane person. But we make it into a bit and it's funny. When you do yeah. Kris Jenner,
it's an exaggeration.
It's an exaggeration of it, obviously, to make it
same
even
with
more
Hilaria.
Funny.
She's one
exactly.
I really exaggerate.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't that much. Honestly, some people used to be like, this is brilliant. And I'm like, I didn't even write a joke. This is really what the video was.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's where my mood is. You know, I'm feeling feisty. And I was like, fuck this person. I'm sorry. I'm going to clap the fuck back.
As you should. I was considering.
Anna's in New York. She doesn't fucking hold back anymore, you know?
Like, she's on that New York grind. Yeah. I'm walking it. Wait, I was gonna read one of the comments that I got because it was I thought about clapping back, but I don't think I did. But now I can't even really find it. My phone was dead. It was about Britney. Oh, how completely trendy. Imitate and mock Bethany, completely unoriginal. Make your own content. This is the one where I did the crab gate where she was sucking down crab legs.
Amazing.
And how could you not? I thoroughly enjoyed making that video.
You know, some of these celebrities do this shit, so we'll do this.
So
you know what
we
I mean?
Do this. Yeah.
They love it. They absolutely love it. All the housewives, yeah. they love it. They love when you do them, you know? Like I don't know. People don't get it. Like, have you ever watched Saturday Night Live out there? Like, that's all they do. They literally
make
sketches
original
about celebrity. What we're doing is like SNL online. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
for free. That's the thing. It's for free.
But it's faux free. Well, I was going to bring up Bethany because Bethany, that
a fresh of breath air.
She really is a fresh of breath air. That Bethany, Bethany Frankel,
Bethany Frankel.
Bethany, I saw you did a bagel video, which was hysterical because you actually got so intricate with, she like points to things. She's so direct
oh, yeah.
with it. She like,
I've seen too much of it lately that I literally had yeah. a bagel and I was like, and I hadn't shot anything in like a week. You know, when you yeah. get like, I'm like, ah, shit,
you get the
I haven't
itch?
Shot anything.
Yeah.
And I didn't even write it or anything. Usually I'll write, like I didn't write it. I just went rogue. And it was fun to do. It was fun mm-hmm. to edit, I will say. You know, those are always more fun to edit.
She has such drastic cuts in her videos that it makes it fun. You're like, yeah,
but
I'll throw that in there.
She does and she doesn't. Do you notice? You see every time she...
She goes in and
every
out.
Every time she touches the camera on and off. At least whenever she did yesterday. She's also pumping out 10 videos a morning.
Bro, I don't understand the energy. Everyone goes, she's cracked out. I go, okay, on Adderall and coffee? What is... Like government FDA approved crack? Was that? I just think that's just, she's always been a firecracker. She's always been super energized ever since she started on The Housewives. She's just, that's her mentality.
You know, I want to go with you to like a Nordstrom Rack and we don't film our faces and we both just point at things and talk about it as her. I've told Dre I want to do this video 14 times.
I'm going to need some type of like cocktail before, like a kamikaze. And I need to like let a little loose because that's the energy she brings. But yeah, I'm more than down for that. What's our thoughts on this whole TJ Maxx returning the makeup saga?
I watched the videos. Here's yeah. the thing I think about her. I think Bethany is well-intentioned in terms of being like like, I do, like, I think she meant to be like, I'd love to give these things away. I'm not going to use these things. She didn't think about the repercussions at the time.
Right. I think she's very drastic with what she does, which is okay.
I think she was like, I don't need all this makeup. I want to give it to someone who maybe could use it.
Yeah.
And she thought of the women at TJ Maxx. I mean, I don't think that she, it was wrong on so many levels, but I really believe that, like, her generation, like, where, when, how she grew up, how she's thinking, I'm doing a good thing. I'm donating to people who don't have as much as me. I'm getting this shit for free and I don't need it. How, you know, and she's like, oh, TJ Maxx employees, they're on like an hourly, right? They work for a corporation. Yeah. They make less money than me. The video, though, was like I see why there was a lot of clapping because she was like, what's your name? Like, she didn't even know her name. She's like, I'm gonna give this to the people I love. And she's like, what's your name? She's like, Consuela. She gives her the bag. And Consuela is worried because she's like, we're not allowed to take tips or like gifts. Like, you watched it, right? It was like,
yeah.
And then she's like, I'll call TJ Maxx. Don't worry. I'll get in touch. I'll message them.
It came off extremely entitled. Like, she has a connection with the TJ Maxx higher ups. She didn't take back. She didn't listen to Consuela in the first place when Consuela was like worried and thinking, I can't accept this. Bethany says, no, you can accept it. You can accept it. I'll call TJ Maxx. Bye. And then she leaves the bag with Consuela. Poor Consuela.
Yeah.
Who is a TJ Maxx. It's assuming that TJ Maxx employees cannot afford this makeup, which, by the way, is marked down anyways. These Patrick Ta palettes are 50% off. Yeah, I think Consuela could afford it. There was
and she probably gets a good discount.
Yes. I don't know. It was a little assuming of Bethany, but I think what she was trying to do was just show that she gives back. She has the Be Strong Foundation. You know, she's a philanthropist. But why did it have to be recorded? That was just a content piece. It just didn't need to be out there. She could have just gone into the store, brought some fun stuff. Some of the comments were, why don't you bring this to like a battered women's shelter? Why don't you bring this to a young mothers group and not publicize it? Like, why does everything have to be recorded?
Yeah. I completely agree with that. And maybe she looks back now and she's like, you're right. I probably should have brought it somewhere else. I wasn't thinking. And like, this was like my first thought. But it also got a little bit racist too. People were in the comments were like, poor Consuela. Oh my God. Like, you know, she's not a white woman like you. Like, it was like, I don't know. I didn't like any of it. It was icky. The whole situation was icky. And then she put out this like apology where I do believe she meant to do good. Like, I think it came from a good intention place. She just didn't think about all the details and how to do this, like going to a battered woman, you know, shelter or something, like, where.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I'm like, I sound fake saying battered women's shelter. It's, but somewhere.
It's women who went through abuse, like physical abuse, battered. But I don't know why they call it battered women's shelters. Yeah.
No. I got that. I just meant like, is that. I don't know if that's a place that takes donations like open makeup. Right. I don't know. It was a very interesting thing. I think it's like, I kind of wish it just didn't happen. It was like, oh, another thing to like light under the fire. Like, I don't know. It was all.
I know. And then Carol, one of her old ex-friends, ex-castmates, Carol Radswell, came out and said, why are you guys sending this to me? I don't get paid to comment on this anymore. Bethany has white savior complex, which is this need to, I have so much, I need to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an interesting take, because it does feel like that, but I don't know. In Bethany's apology, she's like, okay, I have white savior complex. Picasso, I like it. I'm sorry. Cancel me.
Yeah, she's a little crazy.
She doesn't care.
That's the thing. She'll clap back, but she also doesn't give a shit. Like, or she does behind. She doesn't seem like she gives a shit. You know, she'll continue on. You know, buttering her next bagel. I mean, like, whatever. She's like, whatever.
10 videos a day talking about pickles and bagels and makeup and on concealer.
She's gotta get to CVS. Are you kidding?
Manolo's. I want to know what her like. What the date in the life is, and she kind of does that on her YouTube channel. But it seems so spastic.
The YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really either. I just saw a couple of clips on that she was promoting, but it is interesting. I don't know. I do like that she is talking about donating, because she does have so many products and it probably just sits in her closet and on her dresser. So it's good. It's just doesn't need to be as publicized. But
I had a bag of makeup that I got for free from a brand that sent me a bunch of shit that I didn't need, and I gave it to a friend. Am I Bethany? I was just like, maybe this friend wants it. I don't know.
It's helpful. She could also do giveaways, but I think, you know what? I think it's nice to just give it to people that aren't even on the internet. It's just an unsuspecting person that just she gives it out. But it's an interesting take. I mean, I would totally take if somebody used a little piece of makeup like one time, I would use it. I don't find any problem with like slightly used makeup if I know who it's coming from at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to that too. Pre-pandemic days, I would fucking give myself a makeover in Sephora at least twice a day. I mean, I'd walk into Sephora at my lunch break. I'd go in after work before a meeting. I would fully come out like a new woman. Like I had a new face and I'm like, everyone in New York City just touches makeup, yet I feel beautiful. You know what I mean? And then we learned about coronavirus and I was like, oh, maybe I should never use public makeup ever again. And I haven't since, honestly. I don't think I could again. I'm like, I'm like grossed out. I got the germaphobe problems now. You know?
Yeah. You know what I use though? I'll use 15 different types of perfumes. I'll spray everything around me.
That's different. You're not putting like, you know,
used concealer. Right.
Yeah. Or like a lip gloss that you're like, oops, I slipped and hit a tooth. Let me just put this back on the shelf. You know that happens.
I get so paranoid too. And you use the extra ones they give you, just the disposable ones, but sometimes you'll just put it on your finger. But that slip, oh, I think I've caught herpes from that.
Probably. Again.
I'm like, what did I just get myself into? You don't know. Especially oh like, no.
Wait, I have a question for you because we were talking about Bethany. Did you watch Roni this week? Did you see this week's episode?
I was bored. I looked on my phone about 15 times. I thought the fights were so unnecessary. I was like, snooze, booze, caboozer. I like
they're
watching
still in
them.
Anguilla.
They're still in Anguilla and they're playing tricks on each other.
How long is this trip?
God damn. I think we're wrapping it up. But the juvenile pranks, I was kind of over it. I was like, we're pushing people in pools, we're stealing phones, and then we're talking about people's history and Psy is getting Brooklyn up in here. That was pretty much it.
That was pretty much it. I'm also fascinated, like, what do they think Jessel's story, what is Jessel withholding from everybody that, do you know what I mean? Like why do they keep pressing her? Who cares? Honestly, I'm like, I don't care.
I thought that was, I actually enjoyed listening to all of her history. And they came from, you know, like, they crossed the ocean blue and they went through everything. And then I live with my uncle and my parents did not give me anything. And then Sai's like, I know they did. I know your parents gave you money. 1492
Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Jessel's family got on the boat. Yeah, I'm like, what?
And like, Sai's like, I don't care about your parents' history. I care about yours. And Jessel's like, my parents' history is my history. Like, why are we fighting about people's backgrounds? It's like, to me, I don't know. It just,
but then
Sai
got really real about her mom and her, like, you know, alcoholism. And that was really sad. And everyone was like all teared up. But that was,
I enjoyed that.
Mom's history.
That's your mom. Technically, if we're getting technical, that's your mom's history. So I thought this week was a little snooze booze, but I think we're still in the introduction of everybody. And I think it will slowly get into some more drama.
Okay.
What did you
My
think?
My friend Michelle, I thought it was bored. I like agree with everything you said. I was kind of, I'm not going to lie. It took me two nights to finish it because I fell asleep. but that happens to me anyway, but still telling, I guess, of the episode.
Did you fall asleep? Did you fall asleep in Oppenheimer?
No.
Okay.
Did not. Did not. Aren't you proud?
Did I go on my phone twice?
No, I felt the same about Roni. My friend Michelle, I was going to say, she's telling me that the new Salt Lake City is the best she's ever seen of Salt Lake City. I haven't watched it.
I've seen some clips. It is unreal.
I saw they're at the Trixie Motel and now I'm intrigued because I love Trixie. I was like, oh wait, I kind of want to watch. I think it's only like three episodes in. I think I'm going to watch.
And you know what they're introducing? Mary Crosby is back and then they have another, like pretty much a new character. And she is a single mom, like a new, it feels fresh. So I feel like you could easily catch up. And I think that's what I'm going to do the same. I've just been watching clips of it and it just seems there's one point where Mary calls somebody, now we'll watch it. They get really wasted at this dinner, and then they're in a limousine, and they're just having this insane conversation, and everybody's been posting.
She's funny, Mary Cosby. Crazy. She's funny. I've seen clips of her online. She's wild.
Funny to a fault. She's rude. She is. She's out there. She's a character.
Right. I'm excited. There's also someone on it that I've done an impression of before, and I had to do all this research. I did it for a show, and I kind of want to do her again, but I was like, I need to like know her better.
Oh, okay. Okay. But she was on something before.
Who?
Like, she was on another show before she was on Housewives?
No, no, no. I did a show where I was asked to do an impression of one of the Salt Lake City girls, Lisa Barlow. And I did all this research, and I like doing her, but I don't know her well enough. So I'm like, okay, watch the season and maybe you'll know her better.
Yeah.
But I want to sing as Lisa Barlow because I love her like, hey, baby, gorgeous.
Oh, wait. Away in a Manger, that song.
Away in a manger, how sweet the sun. She just did an improvised song I saw on the Today Show, like TikTok or whatever. And it was like about fall. And I was really inspired. Oh. I'm not going to lie. It was like,
wow.
I love fall and all the pumpkin and all the leaves. It was so bad. She's like, I just made that up. As if like, no one knew that. I'm going to find this video and send it to you. It's great.
Lisa, you're a lyrical genius. We really thought that was like thought through. That's not written out. Holy
shit.
It's crazy.
I'm just like getting so good at improv. I just like made it up. Yeah. Oh, I just thought of fall things and I put it to a tune.
I mean, Lisa, it was amazing. We loved it.
The leaves are falling and the sky is blue and I'm having a pumpkin spice latte.
Lisa, wow, Lisa. I mean,
I should go on American Idol.
You got to work with Billie Eilish because these lyrics, Olivia Rodrigo, girl, you.
Wait. Dre, I want to go to Olivia Rodrigo, and it's the whole code thing. People are like, did you get a code for like the 2024 tour? What and I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that either. Oh, who are we going to call? I would go see Rodrigo with you.
I would love to go see her. I'm going to be that girl who's like the millennial in like her fucking, in my Avril Lavigne costume, you know, ready to fucking rock. I need to go see her. I love her music. I love her album.
I love her music too. And there was a meme of Jamie Lee Curtis on the back in the movie Freaky Friday. And it's like, I feel like Jamie Lee Curtis riding a Ducati when I listen to Olivia Rodrigo. Like, it's not me. Yeah. I feel the same way.
On that note, I feel like we should take a baby break. Let's take a baby break and picture me riding on the back of that hog going to Olivia Rodrigo.
With your top falling off, little nip coming out. Hi, baby gorgeous. We're back in. Hey.
Wait, should we do? What do you want to do?
We've either got big wig sports or we've got big wig bite because we have some sports.
We have sports.
We got sports. Well, it's borderline sports. We got Odell Beckham Jr. dating Kim. Oh, yeah, baby.
Dating our daughter. What do you know?
Chris, what do we think about this, huh? OBJ?
I am just so happy Kimberly is getting out there again, you know? I really am. I'm really excited to see her exploring, you know, not just music anymore. She's going back to sports and athletes. How about you? How do you feel? It's really nice we can bond about our daughters together.
I love it, Chris. Listen, once again, I always say this. You don't have to tell me you appreciate it. I never hear from you. So when I get a call from you, I immediately pick it up. I say, Chrissy, what are we doing? Yeah, I love
this.
It
was by accident, actually. It was by accident. I was reaching into my phone, to my bag, and it hit your number. I didn't mean it.
Oh, please. Oh, Chris, don't lie about that. Don't be a little business. Come on now. You called. This was a butt dial. I won't stand for it, Chris. Come on.
I love. You're right, Caitlin. It wasn't a butt dial. I wanted to hear what you had to say about our Kimmy and Odell Beckham Jr. Who's Odell Beckham Sr.? I wonder if he has a senior for me.
I'm sure you do, Chris. No, you're busy over there with Corey, okay? You and Corey.
I know. Corey knows it's a joke. We joke.
Yeah, Corey's so forgiving. I was a bit of the jealous type, Chris. I got to tell you. You were out there gallivanting around the town. I was exercising. I was giving speeches. I was doing... fighting. What are those things called when you get in the ring and you punches for
wrestling? You were wrestling. I don't know sports. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not an Olympian like you.
It was boxing. We were boxing for charity.
Boxing.
Yeah. Remember when we did that? We did that in one of the episodes, and Rob got beat up. Chris.
Oh, Rob. I miss Rob. Where is Rob? Have you talked to Rob?
God, no. I got no clue where that kid is. Where is he?
I've seen Dream, his daughter. She's adorable. My granddaughter.
Beautiful. But
I haven't seen Rob.
No, I have no idea. Maybe he's with OBJ. I have no clue.
Oh.
I love when the kids all hang out together. Like when Chloe's best friends with Scott. I love when all the exes and the new loves...
Yeah. He's my best friend. Scott's my best friend.
That's debatable, Chris. That's debatable. That is very debatable. I don't know. Listen, I'm very happy for Kimmy. She's dating OBJ, getting back into the sports. I think that's great. I think that's good for her, you know? Don't get somebody that's going to control your fashion. What the hell was going on with Kanye? Kanye was a nut job.
He really has a lot to say about fashion. Yeah, it's really and no fashion, you know? I feel like he makes people wear skin colored clothing and then they take it off and then it's just a confusing time, you know? I say black and white. Black and white is always a go to for me.
You can't go wrong with the classics, Chris. You just can't. You can't beat it. Yeah, so I really know nothing about OBJ besides the fact that he plays for the Ravens, I want to say.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe we could go to the Super Bowl.
You think the Ravens are going to play in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I just know I just know football is Super Bowl. And if Kimberly's dating someone in the NFL, there we go. Yeah. Tickets secured.
OBJ will get us the tickets, Chris. I think we're thinking a little bit ahead here. But, you know, they just started dating. I think they only got to second base or something. But hey.
Well, we'll see if he comes to Christmas. I'll let you know.
Well, Lord knows OBJ gets the invite, but not me. Not your long life friend here.
Is that what you are to me, my long life friend?
Yeah, your partner in crime. We're partner
You're my
in crime here.
Partner,
Lucy and Ethel.
But you gave me Kylie, and that is the greatest gift of all my kids.
And Kendall. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Kenny too. Yes, but Kylie is really on another level these days. So.
Yeah, I'm happy for her too with Timothée Chalamet. Timothée.
You know, I'm really glad you know how to pronounce everything, Caitlin. You're really good at it.
I love when we do Caitlin and Chris. Nobody I think we need to cut some of these Caitlin and Chris catch ups because they're really like, what are their phone calls like? You know,
are they
like, hey, what bra size are you? I have some Skims laying around. You know, like what do they talk about?
And Chris, send them over. Listen, I got a breast reduction, so send them right on over.
A reduction.
I got extra, and then I got a little bit less, and then I went up, I went down, I went sideways, I got lipo. Yeah.
Wow. That's going under a lot. Wow.
Wait, can we talk about something that I put on our list of things to talk about, and I was like, Dre, explain it to me as my, younger, Alex Earle, who I have no idea where mm-hmm. she came from. I keep mm-hmm. seeing her everywhere. You know, when you start seeing just like on your content, like I see it on TikTok, I see it on Instagram. I mean, because I live on my phone. Oh my God, I have to tell you a funny story about my phone after you're going to die. But Alex Earle, and now she's on Call Her Daddy, and she's on the Call Her Daddy network. Can you explain to me who she is and
oh, she's
why
on the
I'm
network. That's
everywhere.
Huge. She really came out in the pandemic. She was one of the biggest TikTokers to do Get Ready with Me's. And
got it.
You know what? Not really after the pandemic. It was kind of after the pandemic. She's the level of fame of the D'Amelios.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're like on Dancing with the Stars and shit. They're like the Kardashians, essentially. Like they're like the newer, you know, because they have a show too, I think. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So she did Get Ready With Me? Because I was like, she doesn't have much personality. Like she's very like.
Yeah, she's very stoic, but stunning. She went to U of Miami. So it was like just like the hottest of hottest girls. She kind of exposed that lifestyle of those like hot college girls that I feel like if I went to college now, it would be game over for me, not for anybody, for me, because they look so like,
I'd be the
good.
Hottest fucking bitch out there. It'd be game over,
definitely
girls.
Not I would love to go back to college now. I would really enjoy having the knowledge I have now of just people in general. Like I get how things work now. And I think in college I was just stumbling around like a little Bambi, like, I don't know what's happening. But these girls, they have it all figured out. They just are another level of human. I don't even know how they're just in college because they look like they're 27, 28.
She looks old.
Yeah. She started getting really big sponsorships while she was in school. And then when she graduated, she had this whole, I mean, now she's just like blow, like level of like the Remy Baders, the D'Amelios. What is Kourtney Kardashian's friend? The sweet little, she's gorgeous, also danced. It's that level. She's getting sponsorships. She's doing things. And she has a crazy background. So her father, she comes from a very well-to-do background. Her father was married. I think he owns it's a really big development company, like construction development. Okay. And he cheated on his wife with the mistress of mayor, the old mayor, Elliot Spitzer. In New York, Elliot Spitzer was connected to this woman who was like a high end escort, and she was got fame from that, and then she started dating Alex Earl's father, and now they are linked. They have a child together. They got married. I have to look up her name because she used to be like a household name. Yeah, there's like I looked up Alex Earl, and I was like, I saw somebody's comment that said you'll never know who she came from, like what her parents are, and I immediately looked it up. And you'll recognize this name, Elliot Spitzer mistress. It was like the biggest story at the time. It is wild. My God, will I ever be able to find this? Spitzer. It's crazy. It's crazy. So anyway, she's just big and famous. Ashley
She's
Dupree.
So famous.
Ashley Dupree. Does that name
ring
a bell?
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember it fully, but that sounds familiar. But I just feel like I'm seeing her at the US Open. I'm seeing her at this. I'm seeing her at Fashion Week. I'm seeing her at all these places. She's popping up. And I was sort of like, I don't follow her on TikTok, so I didn't know who she was, but she's famous.
She is killing it. You know,
out there, honey.
She got a lot of hate because I feel like there's many other girls that do exactly what she does. The Get Ready With Me is here's my life. And somebody did a podcast about it and they said, you know what? She actually did the work though. Every day she posted 4 videos. She did Get Ready With Me every single morning. She told you what she was wearing.
You can get ready 4 times in a day.
She got like Get Ready With Me. I used to do like parodies of this because it was like Get Ready With Me to go to the whiteout party of the year. Get Ready With Me to go walk
my
dog.
I've done some of these too. I did like Get Ready With Me to do a day of nothing.
Yes. Like essentially, that's what it feels like. And then she was like, Get Ready With Me to go to spring break in Cabo.
Wow.
Insane. So she just made that brand about it. And now, and you know what? She sells products faster off the shelves. Like so now every single brand wants to work with her, and she has become a household name. Alex Earl.
Is she the reason the Drunk Elephant bronze drops are out everywhere?
Literally. I think she put those Drunk Elephant tanning drops on the Mizzo map.
Wow. Because those were an older product that I used. And then I remember just going to Sephora being like, oh, I just need, I can't find the drops. And they were like, you can't find the drops. Those are on back order for like 4 months. And I was like, what? I've used these for years.
It's the Alex Earl effect. Every day, Get Ready With Me. And then she would use the Drunk Elephant. I just like use the Drunk Elephant drops. It's insane. It's insane. Yeah.
Dre, you know what? I think we should start doing those every single day and maybe see where our life is in a year. Literally, Get Ready With Me every single day. Get Ready With Me to pee before I leave my apartment.
I'm so down. But you know what would always irk me is that whenever she'd be like, guys, I'm so hungover. I literally had 1 hour of sleep. She looked like a fresh little kitten. She looked so good waking up. She's 22, but the lip filler and the Botox, like they already had a like work done. Mind you, she's already gorgeous. She has piercing blue eyes, the blonde hair, the like the olive skin. She's stunning. But I would just watch that and be like, you don't look hungover, honey. You don't know what it is to be hungover. Like sometimes I'll look hungover. Will be like
I didn't even have an
place.
Ounce of alcohol last night. That's just aging, you know?
That's just getting older. Yeah. Yeah. So she's pairing up with Alex Cooper. I was going to say she is Gen Z.
Alex Cooper. Well, Alex Cooper, I feel like is like millennial Gen Z. She's more millennial to me than Gen Z. I don't know.
Yeah. No, she's millennial. I would consider Alex Cooper the Gen Z. No. I'm getting her name. They're both Alex's too.
Yeah. Yes. Alex Earl is the Gen Z Alex Cooper is what you're trying to say.
Yes. Alex Cooper was the millennial person as Alex. Motherfuck. I messed it up again.
It's okay. We get it. Like go for it again.
Alex Earl is the Gen Z Alex Cooper. I think you said that. That's how you say it. Yes.
That's it.
She's like the reincarnation and now they're doing a podcast together and that's insane.
Speaking of hot millennials, can we discuss Sophie Turner and Taylor Swift out and about in New York City? And where did they go, Dre? Did you see where they went?
I saw. I think everybody saw.
Yeah, but everybody also who listens to this podcast probably had the same gasp reaction I did when you were like, oh my God, are they at Via Carota? Anna's big wig bite from a couple episodes ago when her and Jared went to New York City and told you it was the best fucking cacio e pepe I've ever had in my life. Yeah. Picture Sophie and Taylor sharing a bowl of cacio e pepe, talking smack on Joe Jonas, just fucking...
Damn.
Living their best life. Like, could you imagine?
We love to see celebrities are just like us going to a restaurant with their BFF talking shit about their ain't for shit man. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Juicy. Honestly, though, was this a PR move? This was so calculated and so, and their outfits and I saw the Reformation is like tagging, like Taylor's wearing Reformation boots and everybody's leeching onto it. It's so funny to me. I'm like, and like this probably wasn't just a like, hey girl, I'm like so in the mood for pasta. Do you want to like go out to dinner?
Oh my God. I've been wanting to try Via Corona. Like, let's go. As simple as that. No.
I listened to this podcast, Big Wigs, and like this girl raved about her pasta. Thanks for listening, Taylor. Okay. That was so sweet of you.
I think Sophie is a big wig.
Okay. I don't think Taylor had time to listen yet. She's been on tour. Sophie's been going through a lot, but yeah.
Taylor's been locking lips with Travis Kelce.
The two of them, the amount of press around both of them right now, the fact that they were like, let's just like go get pasta tonight.
Girl, you want to go have a little girl dinner? Do you want to like go talk some shop? Like, let's go.
Wait, tell me the Travis Kelce thing. Didn't his brother like fully say to the press like, oh yeah, they're dating or something?
Yeah. He kind of gave it away. I mean, come on, bro. You can't give away your brother's secrets like that. I don't know. It was a little bro drama there.
Or he's just like having fun fueling the rumor, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Being like,
that's
yeah,
true.
They're dating.
Yeah,
let's see how that works out.
He just dropped that bomb on everybody. A lot of women are sad today though because Travis Kelce is Travis Kelce. He's a heartbreaker.
Mike had a question for us because as a sports aficionado, he said, "What are the conversations between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?" What would they be?
Mike, what is Travis Kelce? He's not a quarterback. He's a defensive lineman.
No, he's a tight end. He's a tight end.
Okay.
And the
so
reason
Taylor
that I asked that question is because, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, Travis Kelce seems like a pretty big fucking idiot. And
yeah,
Taylor does not. Taylor seems like very smart and thoughtful and, you know, she's an artist and Travis is just this, you know, this.
But he's an athlete. So don't you think the first question is, so tell me, What does a tight end do? Tell me more about being a tight end.
Tight end.
She's like, I was one back in, like, you know, 1997.
Like, what's I definitely think that they could at least survive and make conversation for the first five dates, I think.
Yeah.
And then this is why breakups happen so often, because they realize, oh my gosh, we have zero in
zero.
I is zero. I don't know what I was seeing, but I think about that all the time. I mean, obviously,
or
they're
Taylor's
the
totally also like, are you a fan of NSYNC? Because I'm a fan of NSYNC. Did you see her at the VMAs when she's like, what's happening here? Are you guys going on tour? Something's happening here. And I was like, I have never related harder to Taylor Swift in my life. She's saying exactly what we're all thinking. Why the fuck are these five dudes together again? Where are they going? Hot ones? They're not just doing hot ones. Hot ones is what you do when you're going to do something else. That's like a press stop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, and Taylor was like, what's happening here? I'm your biggest fan. I was like, Taylor, let's go to Via Corona. Like, she was everybody's best friend that night.
I mean, I think she was saying what everybody was thinking. Yeah.
Have we seen them out together, Travis and Taylor? Has anyone seen them?
No, we're just all making assumptions from the Kelce brother. That's it. From the podcast. was it on their podcast? The Kelce brothers podcast?
It got released somewhere.
That's so funny though.
Because I'm one of those people, and I think this happened with other celebrities, like with the Timothée Chalamet and Kylie.
Yeah.
I need to see it. I'm a visual learner. I need to see it to believe it. You know? Mm-hmm. I can't just read these headlines. Like, same with Kim. I want to see Kim and Odell.
OBJ.
I
was like, OBJ.
You're down with OBJ.
I'm down with a PB&J, Chris.
Can I tell you something that's so off topic from this, but it came into my brain when I was in the car and I was listening to 90s, the 90s. I'm a 90s kid, right? I was listening to 90s on Sirius XM. And you know the song, yo, it starts out 1994. Do you know that song? I forget what song it is. And that's how it starts. And my brain can't even remember the song because I thought, I think that's when Andrea was born.
It is.
Yo,
it is what
1994. What's that song? Like, you know this song because I know you're like my age. Wait, what the fuck is that song? And I couldn't. Oh God! Okay, I'm gonna find it out. But all 90s music started with like years. You know, they're like years, cities. All 90s like hip hop and rap.
That is true. Anyway. That is true.
So off topic. Bring me back. Bring me back to the Sophie Turner drama. What happened in the last hour before we recorded?
A bombshell just dropped. She is now filing a lawsuit against Mr. Jonas. Wait, Mike
over
is
their
saying,
kids, right?
Over their kids, yeah. She filed a lawsuit.
Tootsie
truly
roll.
Let me see a Tootsie Roll.
Oh,
I know that song. I did not know they start off like that, though.
Sorry. It's like, yo, 1994. That song better have been from 94 then. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know,
cut
right?
us off on the Sophie Turner, but I was like, wait, I didn't even know who sang that song. 1994, 69 Boys. What a band name. The 69 Boys, yeah.
How long do they last? They're a one-hit wonder.
Back to the divorce.
I was hoping it wouldn't get nasty, but it's looking like it's getting a little crazy. And this may be what Tay Swift and Sophie were talking about at your fave. Is it Via Corona or Via Carota?
Carota with a T.
With the T. I have to go there with you immediately.
Oh, it's so good.
Via Carota.
All
so
of their places. La Artusi. All of them are good. Oh, she went to La Artusi, I think. Didn't she with the other girls? Like who Taylor was out with recently.
Her squad.
She's hitting up all the West Village places. Yeah.
Oh, of course she is. So Sophie Turner is suing Joe for the return of their two daughters to her home country of England. Apparently the two had talked about in Christmas of 2022 that they were going to move there and make England their permanent residence. But they never finalized the plans. And then the divorce happened. And I think this all kind of unfolded within the last like couple months, this divorce. It kind of seems sad. What?
I don't understand that language. The return of them to England. Like, is she in England and he's not and she wants them back? And so She's suing for like custody, or she's suing.
Apparently, on Thursday, aka today, she's requesting the secure, immediate return of children wrongfully removed or wrongfully retained. That's the language she used, wrongfully retained, which means like once you get a divorce, maybe they go to, they're supposed to be immediately with the mother.
Interesting.
The wrongful retention of the children. So maybe they're fighting about who gets the kids and she's like, I'm in England right now, but wasn't she just in New York? So now she wants the kids in England. Did she catch a PJ over to England?
I think she's shooting something in England. So maybe she had like the weekend off and she was just like, girl, let's get pasta. I'm in New York.
Girl, I'm pissed. I am pissed. Oh my God. They ultimately found the perfect home in the English countryside, which is why they put their Miami estate up for sale. And they began a long-term rental contract with plans to purchase the property, according to court docs. And then they officially relocated from Miami to England in April 23. The documents state Turner began filming the miniseries Joan. The Jonas Brothers tour started in New York City on August 12th. Damn. And they, I guess, hesitated to have their daughters travel with Jonas because despite the nightly performance, he had more periods during the day to spend with the kids when they were awake. So I guess they are now fighting between New York or England.
That's tough. Tough for the kids. I mean, these kids will be fine. They have two very successful parents, but
yeah,
that's hard. But it does make sense. Honestly, it makes sense. If she's shooting and filming all day and he just has to go do a concert at night, like young kids go to bed, he can literally put them to bed or like say goodnight, you know, like, or give them dinner and then like go work. Like that's, and then go,
yeah.
So I don't know, but I get that she wants them with her. They're her kids. That's hard.
He refuses to return the passports to the mother and refuses to send the children home to England with the mother.
Damn. Weird. Doesn't look good then, this whole Taylor night out.
Isn't it?
Doesn't look so good because people are like, why is she suing him to have them go to England? She's fucking out and about with her girlfriends in New York City.
She's like, well, you have the passports, so give them back.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's here. She's here to show up and get those.
Maybe.
Taylor and her were plotting how to get the passports.
That's what they were talking about.
And maybe they're in a safe and Taylor's like, I know all the safe. I know all of his passwords. I still know them. And she was like, I need to pick your brain. We have to come up with our, like, this is going to be our CSI moment where we fucking break in to Joe Jonas's during a concert. We go in, we get the passports, we take the girls, we go back to London. Taylor's like, I'm so down. Like, I'm on a break.
Girl, I love this. Girl.
Look at me. I'm like CSIing this made up situation.
yeah completely made up. We do have proof though. We saw that they were at Via Carota. That's obviously what they were talking about. It very, very well maybe. I don't know, it's just getting messy. It's just funny to think that the Jonas Brothers, remember when they used to talk about purity rings and abstaining from sexual activity, and they were gonna wait and they wanted to find the perfect wife, and now it's just so sad to see where we are.
It's so, and it, I will say it's sad to
they
see
were
where
doing
we are, but
great.
It's, yeah, but it's also hilarious how everything comes back around, and you're going to love this transition I'm doing. Boy bands are in, honey. Boy bands are back beyond. And it's funny to even have the Jonas Brothers on tour. Like, that's so funny to say out loud. Like, the Jonas Brothers are on tour. The Backstreet Boys are on tour. Mm-hmm. NSYNC is maybe getting back together. Did you see 98 Degrees is going on tour? Because they were like, they were always the other boy band that was like, wait. You guys, we're here
don't
too.
Forget about us. Hey, we're over here. That's
Nick Lachey's like, I'm off from filming Love is Blind. I'm good, you guys. We could do it.
Vanessa Lachey says I can come hang out.
Oh my God. I watched them last night in The Ultimatum. I'm watching The Ultimatum. Have you watched this season?
I haven't. Something about them, I don't know. It's the way that Vanessa is around Nick. It frustrates me. I don't know. They don't seem...
They do a lot separately on The Ultimatum. They're not together in this a lot. But the show is hilariously weird. Like, it's like...
Yeah.
They're like couples swapping partners, and they're essentially, you would laugh because I laughed last night. I was like, can I make a video of this? Because literally this is all it was. They were like, Andrea, I've known you for 20 minutes and I think you're an amazing person and I actually could see a future with you as my wife. We share so many of the same values, more than my 7-year relationship with this person. I think I could see myself marrying you. And then they leave their partners and this person they met 20 minutes ago, they go and they have a fake trial marriage. It's
they're taking these shows too far. They're taking these shows. Like, is any of this believable? To me, no, because it just seems so ridiculous. Do you think these people believe it or is this all fake?
No,
it's made up in the reality world.
I don't
know.
It feels very staged. Yeah, it does. Can I ask, were you a fan of NSYNC? That was my question before.
I was, but I wasn't on the huge like NSYNC bandwagon at all. I enjoyed it when it came on, but I definitely like when Bye 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 comes on. I actually don't know all the lyrics. During weddings, like I just pretend to be involved with the group.
Look at my eyes. I'm like, whoa.
I know.
Were you Backstreet Boys over NSYNC if you had to pick?
Probably NSYNC.
You were young.
But I was young. But I was obsessed with Britney Spears. Obsessed.
Well, yeah. Me too.
But
that
then
we
I didn't
have in common.
Oh yeah, like I watched all the award shows with her. I had all her posters. I dressed up like her. But I didn't really get into obsessing over any of the boy bands. But I definitely enjoyed like watching NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah,
but
I
yeah,
loved NSYNC. Not to the
NSYNC.
Point. I wasn't like a crazy fan. I loved all of them, you know. And to
yeah,
the, honestly, to this day, a song will come on and I'll be like, "Is this NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?" Like, my brain
right?
will be like, "Have a moment."
Yeah,
yeah. But I'm pretty good at it now, I'd say, because I listen to a lot of '90s Sirius XM and they play them all the time. But I don't know why I'm like having this. It's bringing me home to have NSYNC like maybe go back on tour. Like I'm really every content piece
Ooh.
I see with them, I'm so excited for it. And I've already had friends from high school be like, "Let's go!" Like my friend Blair
People
who listens
down.
To this. Yeah, she's like, "Let's
yeah.
go!" And I was like, "I'm. How do I get tickets? I'm there. I would love to go see them live. I saw them live when Britney opened for them in Philly when I was a teenager.
Oh, that might have been probably one of the best.
The best
shows the best,
but also,
of that time.
I think back and I'm like, she is so not an opener for Justin. She
yeah,
opened for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She probably did it as like a fun little, like, gal, whatever.
yeah, or I don't know, but I'm like, I guess they were bigger at the time, of this tour. Like,
oh,
she
yeah.
definitely, I don't know. Or maybe they were joint and I'm remembering it wrong. You know, I can't remember stories, so I'm just going to make up what I think Britney opened for them.
Oh, you're like, actually, Britney
but
got injured on
that.
Stage.
They would. They would go on tours together, even though they were both like big. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to fact check that. Sell more tickets that way. That'd be huge. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Not that she couldn't sell tickets on her own, but them together, it's like people love seeing people collab. It's...
I'm going to fact check it. We're going to take a quick break. Okay, we're back. And guess what, guys? I looked it up. It was 1998. It says 98 to 2000. They were on tour for a long time.
All together?
NSYNC was on tour. Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine just being at like brunch, you know, like great show last night, guys. Like what?
After
with
2 years of doing a show night after night after night, wouldn't we be sick of each other?
I don't know.
2 years.
Crazy.
That's a long time. That is
crazy, crazy.
That's amazing that you went to go see that you saw part of history.
Thank you. I feel special. I'm not like a concert girly. I never went to so many concerts, but like the ones I went to were like, epic, you know.
I have a cousin who's a avid concert goer. He's been to, I think he said like over 200, over
oh my god,
250. Yeah, he goes all the time.
I want to be it's because same. Here this summer I have fucking FOMO from like Beyonce, Taylor Swift. I'm like, I didn't even know how to get the tickets.
Get
you
the
know?
Tickets. I know.
I mean,
wait
I did
online.
Sit next to a girl on a plane once. I didn't talk to her, but she was like number 8 billion in line on her computer screen on the whole
That's
flight
insane.
From LA to New York. And I watched her just wait for it. And I was like so invested by the end. I was like, wait.
But I mean, amazed that she had even Wi-Fi, that it was able to connect. I'd be so worried that the connection would fall out.
Oh my God. What if it was like not connected, but it's still, you know, the screen just
still,
froze
yeah.
and she still thinks she's in line for Taylor Swift tickets. And I'm like, oh girl, we haven't had internet in 25 minutes.
That's a dedicated fan.
That
we love
fly-fi
her.
Fly-fi is not reliable.
The fly-fi.
Yeah. Fly-Fi should be better. I'm sorry. I have a bone to pick with Fly-Fi. I pay for it too many times or it doesn't work. And it's like, what the hell?
I was actually, shout out American Airlines. I was flying yesterday and T-Mobile has free internet. That internet was so fast. I was streaming from Peacock TV app. I was streaming in the air. I was very impressed.
You sound like a my mom, right? I was streaming from the air.
Could you believe?
Technology is insane.
I was tweetings. I was on the TikToks and I was streaming.
Streaming television.
I mean, I felt pretty. I was like, wow, American Airlines got to figure it out. This Fly-Fi.
What did you watch?
I was watching parts of Salt Lake City.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Okay, are you getting as much of this 90s con content? When was 90s con? Where were we? Why didn't we go to 90s con?
Why didn't we go to 90s con? Yeah, I didn't. You know what's funny? I didn't see any promos for it leading up
Me
to
neither.
It. I've just seen all the content.
Same. I didn't know anything about it. Usually you get you'd see when it is, you know.
Yeah.
Where was 90s con? Was it in LA? I have no idea where it was. Probably was.
No clue.
Because you know,
I would imagine.
They all live there. I know. Now I'm like, we should look up the details. And all the sitcom stars from all the shows, we got the Family Matters cast, Full House cast, Sabrina the Teenage Witch cast. Was Step by Step there? Wouldn't surprise me.
Probably.
Who else was there? Anyway, I've seen all these like TikToks and photos about it. And I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, like... Do you think they're all still friends? Like, and I wanted to know what was your 90s, if you had to pick a 90s sitcom. I know you were born in the 90s, but I'm sure you watched them on reruns in the 2000s, you know?
I was obsessed with Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Really?
Obsessed. Yes. I watched every single episode. I watched it every day after school. I thought she was the coolest and I didn't really get into like the whole witch of it all. I just loved her and Harvey, the cat, her aunts. I loved it. And I had my mom
Caroline
like,
Ray,
get me this.
Right? The comedian was one of the aunts. I say aunts.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was
aunts,
like, trying
aunts.
To be like you.
Either one. Either or. I switch it up too sometimes. I don't even know which one I say. Aunts. Aunts.
They all got together. They
yeah,
were,
I know.
Did you see that photo?
I did. And I was thinking, oh my God, I would have totally. Melissa Joan Hart and all of her peeps. It's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For me, it was Full House. I think that was like I was a hardcore Full House fan. Hardcore.
That was a good one.
And Family Matters. What was it? It was like Thursday nights or Friday. I don't know. They were all like in a row. Mm-hmm. Family Matters. It was very funny because I saw this TikTok of the Family Matters cast and Jaleel White, who played famously Urkel, was
Urkel,
not
right?
there. Oh, Mike's favorite was was that your favorite? Growing Pains. I think Growing Pains. Wasn't that 80s? I feel like Growing Pains is more 80s. I see this TikTok of the cast and the question, whoever is interviewing them, you know, they're all holding their baby mics because they're at a con. You know, when you're at a convention, you hold the baby mic and you like interview. And they were like, they asked about Jaleel White and they were straight up like, I hope he's well. Like, I'll still always remember that funny little kid. As if they've never heard from him again. It was a little awkward. And I was like, oh, no. The family
they
doesn't
had a full
talk to
falling
Urkel?
Out. Yeah. That
Something.
Is strange.
Remember when he was Stefan and they were like, wait, hot? Urkel can be hot? Like, that was such the fucking she's all that. That,
yes,
that was a mind fuck when you're a kid. They were like, take off the suspenders and take off the glasses and we're going to pretend he's Stefan. He went into a hot machine and then he comes out as Stefan and everyone was like, oh my God, look at him.
Stefan.
What the fuck was that? That was a messed up thing for all children who watched that show when we were like, wait, I'm such an Urkel. I have glasses. Ah.
I know. Like, the people that really related to Urkel and now you're switching it up. Please.
Boy Meets World. Did you see that drama with that at the con?
Huge show. No, I didn't. What happened with them?
So, you know, they have a podcast. The Boy Meets World cast has a podcast, right? Like,
oh, my God. No, I did not.
And the Corey, what was it? Ben Savage. Is that it? There's two Savage brothers. Am I thinking of Mike? Correct me. Ben Savage played Corey on Boy Meets World.
Wait.
Right? I believe I'm right. He was the lead and none of them have heard from him in years. And the girl, I forget her name, who plays Topanga, like said, like, yeah, nobody had a falling out with him. We just all, we've never heard from him again. Like,
wow.
Dan Savage was Wonder Years. Ben Savage was Boy Meets World. Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking Dan Savage. Okay.
Ben Savage.
Is Ben Corey. Savage in the new show, like Friends from College or something with?
I don't think so.
With Keegan Michael Key?
I have no idea. No idea. But I know that I always thought it was weird. He's not on the podcast, the like rewatch of their show podcast. And they've had all the guests on from their show, like all the like actors who've been on it. And then I saw this like TikTokers and it was like, she was just straight up like, yeah, we don't have any beef. We just like never heard from him again. He ghosted all of us.
That's so crazy. So there are the two Savage brothers, Fred Savage.
Fred. Why did we say Savage? Dan?
Yeah. Fred and Ben.
Yep.
Ben was Boy Meets World. Dan was Wonder Years. Okay. Yeah.
No. Fred was Wonder Years. Not Dan. We're okay, you guys. We're okay, I swear.
I only had one cup of coffee. I can't. Oh, my God.
We have water.
Only water? Oh, you don't like drink too much coffee. You drink tea.
I don't drink coffee. Yeah, sometimes. Although I honestly am like, should I just fucking play with fire and have decaf again? I haven't had it in 10 years, but I like kind of miss
it. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
I love a little something that I get to do in the morning. It's like a routine that I need every morning. It's okay. My coffee. I have something to look forward to.
I miss coffee more than I miss dairy, which is a really weird thing to say out loud. Whoa. I don't drink caffeine, but I miss the flavor of coffee more than dairy. I took a sip of Jared's coffee the other day. And it was, I just love the flavor of coffee. It's sad for me because I haven't had it in so, so long.
You can drink it black.
No, I can't drink coffee. The caffeine fucks with my stomach. I'm on so many medications that I don't have any caffeine.
Oh, the decaf. But you can drink decaf, yeah, if you wanted to. But it's still.
It's playing with fire, literally in my stomach. Like, we'll see how. Like, I have to do it on a. I've tried out on a day where I don't have to like be anywhere. You know what I mean? Because I'll be in my bathroom. Wait, I wanted to tell you one story that I think you'll laugh about. Yes. Did I tell you I thought my iPhone was blowing up? Like, my iPhone kept dying. It still keeps dying, like at least 3 times a day. And we are on our phones all day long, right? That's where I get my news. That's where I film stuff. That's where I talk to people. Like I literally check my email. We're on our phones all day long, especially when you make content, right? Sometimes you're editing, whatever.
You're editing on the phone, truly.
But you notice, you know when your phone is dying faster than normal, right? Like you'll know. So I made an appointment at Apple in Brooklyn and I go in and I said, I just want you to know I'm on my phone a lot. Okay. I said, I'm a content creator. I hate when I whip that out because I'm like, I'm also, I do too. Want them, I'm like, I'm a content creator. I just want them to know, like, I spend more time on my phone than the average person.
My phone a lot. Right.
And I said, my phone's been dying a lot. So they were like, okay, no problem. Let's run a couple diagnostics, right?
Oh, a little diagnostics.
Yeah, we're going to run some tests. They take my phone and, you know, I had to sign away my life. Like, if for some reason your phone, like, you know, dies in the diagnostic, it's not our fault. And I was like, well, it's going to be your fault because I'm going to have a meltdown in the middle of the store. Anyway, they do a couple tests and they were sort of like, well, to be honest, like looking at your battery life, like this kind of makes sense. You spent 3 hours before 11 a.m. on your phone the other day and then it died at noon. So I was like, so are you saying this is a me problem? And they were kind of like, this guy was like, I was like, what are you saying? And he was just like, well, if you look at the way the chart goes up and down, like that's you using the phone and then that's it dying. Granted, it does die pretty fast. But then again, most people aren't on for 4 hours before noon. And
what is this man's name? What is this man's name?
I don't know. I didn't get his name. But I will say he was like, you spent 89% on your phone on TikTok and Instagram. And I was like, was it 89? I'm sorry.
Run that diagnostic back. Can you just check on those numbers? Because that seems
I think there's a glitch. This was literally, and I did this on stage the other night. This was literally me walking to the doctor being like, my stomach hurts. Like, it's really hurting. Like, what should I do? Can you help me? Can you figure out what's wrong with my stomach? And they're like, well, what did you eat this week? And I was like, well, last night. I had a large popcorn and Twizzlers and Sprite. And then 2 hours before that, I had chips and salsa. And 2 hours before that, I had cookies. They're like, I'm sorry, but this kind of checks out. Like, normally when people eat like shit, your stomach's gonna hurt.
Yeah. Seeing as that as
they sent me on my way. They said, oh, there's nothing we can do for your phone.
Wait. How old is your phone? Because it's not supposed, at full battery, it dies within 3 hours. That's not right.
Less than a year old.
What?
I got the 14 whatever plus.
14
whatever
max. The fuck it is. 14 max pro X.
Pro X, yeah. No. And you know there's a new phone that came out this week. So I also think that Apple gods are shining down on me saying, want a new phone? Because we have a new phone for you. Let's make it die fast.
That's anyway, what they do. That's what they do. Every time that the new phone comes out, all phones start dysfunctioning.
Is that true?
It's known. Yes.
Well, they got me. They got me. And Apple made me feel like an asshole who needs... I was like, is this therapy? Like, what are you doing? Making me look at myself and the way I use Instagram?
Whatever this guy was, he was a little more intense than the rest of them. They're like, well, you see here from your schedule, I can see that you were on 3 hours on TikTok. I mean, who's doing that?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. And Jared was there, too. And he was like hiding in a corner of the store being like, I'm going to buy us an Apple TV. I got to just you deal with her. I can't.
Oh, my God. The fact that Jared came. Yeah, that's...
All right, we got to end this episode. Dre's eating. I don't know what you're eating, but I'm hungry. And I'm like, what's she having? What are you having? What are you snacking on?
The Gardetto's Italian cheese blend.
I love a good... I call them the black chips.
Yeah, no, but I was so mad because in this picture, they look brown, but this is the white cheese blend. It's not the darker chips.
Wow.
Mike
is like, anyway, on that cracker note, this is getting freaking old. This is getting old.
This okay, episode is sponsored unofficially by Gardetto's. Go out and get yourself a cheesy blend snack.
I'm sold. Thank you guys so much for being here. Can't wait for next week, you guys. We have a big, fun announcement. You'll probably see it on our Instagrams before then. So follow us on Instagram. Follow Big Wigs Podcast on YouTube. Make sure you spread the love. You know, this podcast only grows when you tell people about it. And I appreciate all of the DMs. DM us if there's something you like or impressions you want us to do on here. Let us know. We're literally making this for you and I guess for my sanity.
Hannah, we're doing it for you.
It's for you out there.
It's for us as well. Also, make sure to pick up tickets for November 8th. We will be doing our live podcast performing for the New York Comedy Fest. So hit us up. Come see us. We can't wait to engage with you guys. All of our audience members. It's going to be so fun. Can't wait.